So rejoicing is very important. Then the offering is to develop gratitude, affinity, and also all the wholesome possibility. Yeah. Because when there is condition for us to do wholesome things, like the Buddha said, all evil you have to avoid. But whatever wholesomeness, when you have condition to do, you do. Understand not? Then the last one, of course, is to cultivate, to purify our mind, to develop wisdom so that we can really, really liberate our mind so that our life becomes different. So the Dhamma practice or cultivation is not just about something that people think, if I cultivate Dhamma, I can become famous, I can become special, I have the Dhamma. No. The main purpose is to, of course, liberate yourself. When you liberate yourself, you understand yourself. That self-knowledge will enable you to understand others. Then when you understand others, you understand life. So when we have this understanding, if we continue to cultivate and stabilize our wisdom and understanding, then we can contribute to the humanity's consciousness, to the totality of consciousness. And because of that, the world will be a better world. Yeah. Then you can be a blessing to all. So this is Dhamma cultivation all about. When you have Dhamma, you root out your evil. So all the consciousness that you arise, they are wholesome and pure, born of understanding. No negativity means you don't contribute to the worsening of the world consciousness or planetary consciousness or even the universe consciousness. So this understanding is more useful. Yeah? Then with all this understanding, the world can be a better place, yeah, for all of humanity, mankind. Okay, so let us rejoice. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.